Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with Mr. Knobs. They've just released a fantastic new track. It is called Forgive Me, and I'm super excited to talk to you all about it. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to do this, but thank you for being here. How are you? What's going on?
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time out and doing this with me. Day's been pretty good. It's kind of cold in Denver, Colorado. It's have a light little dusting of snow on the ground, so still definitely in the winter, but slowly moving out.
Nice. I've been getting all the updates from my friends out there.
Good, good, good.
Got a little
Yeah.
snow, no snow. It's freezing.
Great. Yeah,
Had to
exactly.
take the dogs out today. Sounds terrible.
Yeah,
But
it's been like the weekend. It's so funny. The weekdays are so nice and are getting springer, 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 and then the weekends happen and it dumps like 2 feet of snow and
course.
we're like, oh
Yeah.
yeah, of
When
course,
you
of
want to go
course.
out and
That's what I
have
wanted to
fun
do
and
on the
do
weekend.
something.
Right.
But I guess on the other end, the weather has kept you inside and it's kept you creating music, which is
That's right. That can
plus.
be positive for sure.
As I was saying before we started recording, I love this song. It is awesome. And I would recommend everyone, obviously, to listen, but also to like listen with a nice pair of headphones because the production is perfect. There is so much going on. And I kind of want to like get in your head a little bit. Like, how did you make this? How did you even begin something as like, I don't want to call it crazy, but it's just like a wild, intense track. Kind of
Yeah.
like, yeah, lay it all out.
So this track, actually, we wrote this a year and a half-ish ago. So it's been in the works for a bit, which makes sense. It's such a monster, and it took like a lot of, especially the transitions between the parts were like that's the art in this song to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I use Logic, so Logic is really good for it's a. What I really like about it as a digital audio interface is that it's very songwriter conducive. So everything is set up in like stacks, and so when you're moving across this way, you can like really arrange a song properly. So it's very creative. It helps me be really creative. And so when I was just sitting down with my Logic open, and the first thing that came up to me was that beat the in the beginning. That's like, I believe it's in. I don't want to count it wrong, but it's like 13-ish, I think, is the whole phrase. So it's like an odd meter. And I just really liked it. And I really liked how it was odd. And for me, a lot of what happens when I'm creating is I write a beat or like a hook or whatever, like a melodic instrumental hook. And then it gets my gears turning for lyrics. And so really, like how the song is structured is exactly how it was written. It wasn't like back and forth and back and forth. It was just like very linear, which is kind of rare for me for songs.
It feels rare just in general, to be honest. I feel like so many people just jump back and forth, which sort of leads to like a baseline of perfectionism. It's like, okay, I got to go back to the 20 seconds in where this little thing was off. I much
Right.
prefer your way of going about it because it's like, I feel like you don't second guess yourself. You're just creating and you're kind of staying present.
I really appreciate you noticing that. I feel like that's something that I really try when I'm doing music is to go in with a non-judgmental eye and just like allow whatever is going to come out. And often I've been telling myself, especially when I started this project, that like even if it's like 70, 75% there, that's enough. Like get it out, move on. Get it out, move on. Get it out, move on. Because the more we get stuck in this like idea of like, oh, it's not perfect, like the less we are able to even find out what we could get to, because I don't think that's like within a song, like that's like a long-term goal that you can achieve by just like letting go. And so I feel like having a linear process, you are letting go more of like, okay, like it's not maybe exactly what I want, but it doesn't matter, like that's not the point of it ever for me, which is cool. And that's what's allowed me to do anything in this project is kind of just like the genius happens in just allowing yourself to make decisions and just move on.
I fully agree. Honestly, it's so funny that you say that because I was saying, like, my really good friends live in Denver, and one of them also makes music. And he's been working on the same song for like 2 years now. And he sends me the demo and he sends me another demo. And I'm literally going to send him this like 2 minute clip of you going on a mini rant to be like, this is what you need to do because people are never going to know the difference. They're not going to know if you spent an hour on the song or 3 years on the song. Like, get that,
Right.
move on. Who knows, the next project could be the next big thing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on from that. Obviously, I think when people listen to this, they're going to be dumbfounded with just everything else that is going on. And I don't want it to take away from the lyrics. I don't want it to take away from the message. So I kind of want to get it in here, like, what is the song about, minus, the hysteria of it all?
I love that you said hysteria because it feels very hysterical to me.
Totally.
It's to me, this song is about like just truly the inner mechanisms of my mind. Like, you know, that like SpongeBob meme where he's like, the inner mechanisms of my mind are an enigma, and then the milk like
Very
falls over.
similar.
That's genuinely how I feel every day. But like, so I just feel very overwhelmed all the time with how like fast my mind is moving, how many things are happening, so many ideas, so many worries, so many sadness, so much happiness, like this like extreme. I really just wanted to capture like the chaos of the inner mind in general, like, and to do that, I like used my mind, which is like very much like I don't like as it comes off right in the bat, right? Like it's like I have nothing to say. So instead, I made a display. And to me, it's like the display is like crying or like making art or whatever. And then I had to throw it away because it's copyrighted because it's not original. Nothing is original. We're all a sum of our parts. We're all a sum of everything that's going on all the time, which goes to the next part where it's like, forgive me for I don't know anything. So I make up everything on the spot. And so that kind of like is like, I think we could all really relate to that. So it's like again, like the very linearity of the song kind of is like exposed right there, where it's like, okay, like I'm trying to make these ideas or these deep thoughts or whatever, and then I always have to throw them away because they're not original. Nothing is original. And like, so I'm just like, I know I seem deep or all of these things, but I'm really just making everything up in this moment right now based on these stimulus that I'm receiving like all the time. Like, and so, and then it goes into the, so I'm made up of everything around me all at once, like kind of thing. And that is like, it's funny because like I was in the process of making that song, and then I watched that movie, Everything, like Everywhere, Everything,
Oh,
Everywhere, All at Once. And I was like, that's funny. Like, this is accidentally like calling out to that. But like, that movie was like very inspiring to me in that way, where it's just like, yeah, like all the time, we like it's in infinity all the time, all the time. And so, like, that song is like trying to capture that with the like crazy sounds. There's like a chainsaw sound.
yeah.
There's like, it's like a vacuum cleaner, like metal dropping, like truly like just the chaos of like the human psyche is kind of where I was going with that and stuff. And my producer, so I did like a lot of the production, like the bare bone production of the whole song, basically. So like the synth melodies and all of the like stuff that like is interesting to me. And my friend, lives in Germany. His name is Ralph. He goes by Amos, and he for his like production name, and he did like the reason that this is like the highest quality song I've ever released is all due to him. He's like a mixing and producing engineer, and he did the chainsaw sound that's like a real sound, like that's like real metal dropping. It's like real, like all of those sounds are, a lot of them are real, and it's really cool because he just like took this idea that I had and just like enhanced it into like 1040p, like it's like 4K, like stereo, like it's really cool. And so it's really cool to work with someone who really understands what you're trying to do and just like brings it to another level. And so I could go on, but yeah, and just like progressing in the song, like another thing that I struggle with, which I feel like people can relate to, is like not feeling like seen or not feeling like good enough or not feeling so like you like or not believing people when they tell you that they love you or like that they care about you and like kind of getting into the weeds of like, oh, you say like, and so again, like linearity. So it's like, okay, the thought is done. Next thought I'm having is like, well, you say you got it bad for me. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. You say you got it bad for you. Never show that. You never show that. So it's like this idea of like our relationships are just like we have these people in our lives that we like the way we receive love is just like might be a little bit different from the way that they're showing it and how that insecurity is like and it's like kind of cheeky, right? It's like you say you got it bad for me, but you never show me. Like it's like annoying and like to a person like something that I really struggle with is I'm like, well, you don't like do you even love me? Do you even like me? And people are like, yes, like all the time they're just like, yes, obviously. Like that's not something that people necessarily are good at reassuring each other about all the time. And so it's like, I don't know. And like for me, I'm like very like open and like I love you and like very like I don't know, like sappy that way. And so sometimes like when people don't like say things explicitly, it feels like withholding or whatever. And so that was just like kind of what I was trying to capture in that moment kind of thing. But like the annoying part of it too, like I think what's fun about songwriting is like being like turning something on its head by being like obvious about it. I don't know if that makes sense, but like being like cheeky about like how it's like that is an annoying thing, but something that we're like all kind of deal with, like where we're like, oh, I don't feel like I'm enough, or I don't feel like I want people to tell me more. I want to feel validated. I want to feel validated kind of thing. And like saying it out loud in the song, like also honestly just helps me remind myself that like, oh, that's something that you can be, that's like sometimes like something that you could struggle with. And like,
So it's a
you have to
reflection
believe
of
people when
you.
they love you. Yeah.
Totally. I completely
And
understand.
then,
So
yeah.
if I hadn't got the full explanation from you, I would have never known. And it tells me like about you as a person more than just like, yeah, they can make an amazing song, but there's actually a message deeper in there, which makes it all the better. I
Oh, I
wanted to go back to
appreciate
one
that.
thing you said about your producer and mixer. I think it is so rare nowadays to have someone that fully gets that other side of your brain that can be unfulfilled. Because I know for you, like, obviously you're wearing a lot of hats putting this project together. And I don't think one person can just be amazing at everyone, at everything, unless they're dedicating 24 hours a day to it. So to find someone like this person to actually like complete your vision is so rare. You need to keep them around for the next song. Like, that's
Oh, for every song. It's just like, I
yeah.
don't feel like Mr. Knobs is like kind of morphing into this like entity of like
Totally.
people who are just coming in and like having a creative idea and like infusing it and it's just growing and growing and growing. And like, I have my friend Sarah Hubbard. I met her at Berkeley. I went to Berkeley for a year and dropped out. But she is truly. And I'm not joking when I say this, but like truly the most fantastic violinist I've ever met. And not only in like ability, but like in composition. And so she's produced some of my older tracks. We've been playing together for a while. Having her in this project, like she's not on this track, but having her infusion of her ideas and her like extreme knowledge of genre and like all of that has helped this project go to from like 20 miles per hour to like 100. And like, I'm again like the sum of my parts. Like, this project is the sum of all of the people who are coming in and feel like they get to be creative and free. And like, that is the joy that that has specifically brought me, just because it's like we're doing crazy shit. Like, this, no one is making stuff like this where it's like just like borderline unlistenable. Like, it is so
Don't say that.
dense.
I
Like,
mean, listen, you're
it's.
not making like mainstream radio pop music here. That's
Sure.
obvious. But at the same time, you know better than anyone, there is a market for this. People love oddball experimental music that makes them think. There's
And
nothing,
that.
I mean, I don't want to say pisses me off, but there's nothing that makes me more upset than listening to a song that people are lauding and saying, oh, this is the next best thing. And I fully get it on the first listen. If I listen to a song and I understand it on the first listen and I can throw it away, it's not really special to me. It's like
I
there's so many artists out there that it's like you might not get it on the ninth listen, but on the 10th, when it comes and you're like, and your mind just like freaking explodes. Like, that's the music that I want to be listening to all the time. Makes me feel like a smart person. It makes me like, it really makes like the music listening experience feel like I'm watching like a cinematic film or something like that, where it's like you didn't catch it the first time around, but the 10th, oh yeah, it's going to become your new favorite thing. And the fact that you're doing that is great. One other
And
thing,
that's like,
yeah, no, go
yeah,
for it. Go
no,
for
go
it.
ahead. No, no, go ahead. Go ahead. No.
I wanted to say, because it kind of sounds like you're forming a collective in the way that you're making this music. You're bringing on the people that you've networked with or your friends with, or whoever else they are. So then it sort of begs like the obvious question here is like, I know that every song is not going to sound the same because of the people that you have here. What are you calling your music? How are you marketing it? Is it in a genre? Is it not? Is there even an answer for that?
That is, has been honestly the biggest struggle for us right now. It's just like we, our friend Jesus has like cutely deemed us like Eevee Pop, like, you know, like the Pokemon Eevee who like has a bunch of different, yeah, it's like, it just,
All right.
yeah,
Yeah,
like
there it
a
is.
bunch of different like evolutions. So it's like, it's like there's a core, but like the core is pop. It's like
Yeah.
by definition for me, a pop music is a catchy melody. Like
Sure.
there, that's like the core of like what's going on. Every iteration beyond that has been whatever. So that's something that we've called ourselves. We've called ourselves like progressive pop because it's like, the person who, when we were first starting this project, I worked with Steve Lamos. If you know him, he's the drummer of American Football.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Yeah, and he used to be he is a professor at CU, and that's how I've met him. And after when the pandemic happened, he like really liked the new stuff I was making and started drumming to it. And like that, like avant-garde, like odd metric, like thing that he does is like was very influential in like the new arrangements of how we're moving forward with this music. And yeah, it's just like, it's since then, it's like kind of just, again, the through line has been pop, but the progressive element has just continued to like become more and more stark. And so yeah, that's kind of where we're going. We're like, okay, well, I guess if we have to pick a genre, we're gonna pick progressive pop, or like, yeah,
That's
that's it.
totally
That's
understandable. And obviously, like, as an independent artist, someone that's, sending out press releases and EPKs, like, you kind of do need to tell people what it is without being too open-ended. So that makes sense. But then also, like, the more that people listen and, you grow your fan base, they will give you the names for, like, some like random person will say something and it will stick forever. Like, that's kind of the special thing of the internet.
absolutely.
Might
No.
be progressive pop today, tomorrow, who knows? Honestly.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm open, and like that's what I love about this music specifically is I'm like, it is constantly changing and moving and growing and ebbing and flowing and augmenting and diminishing and like all of that is it's free. I want it to be free forever, like freedom pop. Like I don't know, like I don't
Totally good.
America pop. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if that's what it's gonna be, that's
Yeah. So I don't know.
I have a couple more for you. I want to know, because we're still very much at the beginning of this year. What is the plan for this year? This song is out. There must be a huge weight off your shoulders, but is there anything in the works? You don't need to say too much if you don't want to, if you want to keep things under wraps, but just like, the general outline.
Yeah, no, so we're trying to do like a release schedule for every single month until the EP or LP of this, I don't know, the song, we just start gaining more and more songs. So we're like, okay, now we have like seven or eight, and like that's too much for an EP, but it's not as much as an album. So some like that kind of stuff is kind of in the works, but we are hopefully looking at like a fall release for that, like a bigger catalog for the music. Like this song will be the first song on that album. It's always felt like really right for that. And but we're doing like, so next month we're doing a release that Sarah, my friend, produced. And then April we have like a I like write to I like to write like environmentally conscious songs or whatever, like topics that aren't necessarily common, things that I just like resonate with. And so that one's going to come out on Earth Day and stuff like that. So we have like, just yeah, we have a release schedule to like July, which I July during a July I have this song called American Dream to
Sweet.
Die. So we're gonna have that one,
Appropriate.
you know, about the immigrant struggle. And so yeah, that's basically what we're looking at for this releases. We've been playing out more, which is really exciting. Like the Denver scene is really cool. Everyone is so
It's
nice
really
and
cool.
like yeah, and it's like actually kind of
Especially for
big.
experimental music. People are
It's like
super open to that there.
yeah, it's I mean it's like I always was like no one's gonna get it, like there's so many people here who like are doing a lot of the same stuff, like very folk or Americana, or like bluegrass is like such a big thing in Denver, like the bluegrass Telluride Bluegrass Festival is here, and like there's a lot of like punk and stuff like that, and so I felt like a little bit odd coming in with like electronic pop and stuff, but honestly like the freshness of it I think is like really helping people feel connected to it and stuff. And that and everyone is so kind here, and they like are very accepting of us being a little bit different. And like, it feels like I've made so many good friends, and like so many people are like wanting us to be on their bill, even though it's like a little bit weird or whatever. And like, because of that, we have like a show in March, we have three shows in April, we have three shows in May. So we're just like slowly doing the grind. And like, this is the most exponential growth I've seen. I've been in this project since like 2020. And like now in 2024, we are like really getting to play out a lot, which is truly my favorite thing. Like, I
So
bottom line is I'm a singer. Bottom line is I
yeah.
am a vocalist. And to be able to like be on stage singing, being with live musicians, like the like breathing and the living thing that live music is like the biggest, I don't know. That's like the
Well
reward
done.
for everything. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I think
Yeah.
I might be out there in May.
Yes.
So if you have any shows coming up, then I'm definitely gonna, sell.
Oh my God.
I think that might
Please.
be a thing.
Yeah, let me know.
I will. My last one for you here is it's basically so for the person that discovers you from watching this interview, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to your music for the first time?
I would say strap on in. Just I'd be like, give it a few
Insane.
tries. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Give it a few listens. Yeah.
Totally. I was gonna say that in like my closing remarks, but like I'll say it again now. If you don't get on the first time, listen five more times. I guarantee you'll find something you like. I think that's a perfect opening message. Truly, like I want to thank you so much. This has been such a fun conversation for me. I love
Thank
talking to
you,
people that like
Austin.
music. Not to say that I talk to people that don't, but things that I really resonate with and I get to pick your brain is like it makes me so happy, truly.
Oh,
Truly good.
I'm honored. Our friends Shady Oaks, I saw that they had an interview with you guys,
Oh,
and I
yeah.
was like, I really want to like see these
Awesome.
people. They seem awesome. And so I really appreciate you taking the time, and yeah,
Very
thank
welcome.
you.
Well, please let me plug your music for you one more time before we wrap up. If you missed it, I am speaking with Mr. Knobs. The song is called Forgive Me. And of course, we'll have the links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along. And obviously, just stay tuned for everything, show dates, more singles. It sounds like this is going to be your biggest year yet. I don't say that like facetiously. I truly mean like the growth is there, the music is there. Like, why wouldn't people want to go see you? It doesn't make sense that they wouldn't. So, thank you so much for taking the time. It really means a lot to me.
It means a lot to me, and I, yes, thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Stay comfy, stay warm, and we will talk soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Austin.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.